A new pilot program in the United Kingdom could redefine our lives at work. 3,300 employees at more than 70 companies are now working 4 days a week instead of five. They're getting the same paycheck, but they also have to get the same amount of work done. Boston College professor Juliet Shore is lead researcher for this pilot and a few others around the world. Professor, welcome.
Thank you.
So a couple of nonprofits have organized this six-month experiment. What's the fundamental goal here? What are you trying to find out?
So from a research point of view, we're interested in three big questions. One has to do with the sort of economic and financial aspects of a four-day week for the companies. Is it economically, financially viable? The second is how it affects the employees. And the third is ecological. Are people commuting less and therefore emitting less carbon because they're only working 4 days?
I'm just going to go out on a limb here and guess that this is a consequence of the pandemic and that many of us woke up one day and realized we might want something different out of our work lives. Yes? No?
Yes. There was a four-day work movement pre-pandemic, but it was small. And the pandemic did two things. On the employee side, it really changed the way people think about their jobs, what they're willing to do, what they value in life. But remote work, which was induced by the pandemic, also gave employers a different point of view. As one CEO said to me, remote work made us realize that we can trust our employees in terms of where they work and that we can also trust them in terms of how much time they spend.
I mentioned earlier that these workers are, in the study, are still expected to finish the same amount of work, do it in fewer days. And I know this is still just the early days of your study, but what are you seeing?
Well, the UK trial, which started June 6th, we don't have results yet. But we started trials in Ireland and the US on Feb 1 and April 1. And we have midpoint results from employees. People are less stressed. They have less burnout. Their physical and mental health reports are better. They're sleeping more and their sleep problems have declined. Their work-family balance is better and they're working less.
So, but we don't know the perspective of the employers, or we don't have the data for the employers yet. And look, I'm thinking there's a lot of jobs where this would be very tough. If you're in healthcare and you've got a baby to deliver, for instance, or if you are in a restaurant and you've got to get your customers' food to their table, police or firefighter, there's an emergency, you got to be there. How could you possibly get the same amount of work done in less time?
The requirement to do as much work in less time works in many jobs, but not all. But many of the kinds of jobs you mentioned can make this work economically in another way. So the kinds of jobs you just mentioned were tested through a multi-year pilot in Iceland. Now, granted, they went to about 35 hours rather than the 32. But across all those kinds of jobs, government employees, it turned out the trials were revenue neutral for the government because they save on healthcare costs, they save on people leaving, they save on stress and burnout, and people get more productive even in many of those sort of high stress occupations.
Please tell me if I'm just glossing over history here, but isn't the five-day work week somewhat arbitrary anyway, just a result of Henry Ford's five-day-a-week policies at his factories in the 1920s? So if that is true, what do you think it would take to make another economy-wide shift like that again towards 4 days a week, especially here in the U.S.?
Yeah, it's definitely true that the five-day week is arbitrary, and it was part of a movement to reduce hours of work, you know, originally from a 7 day, then to a 6, then to a 5. And we got stuck, especially in the U.S. So what would it take? I think we're already on the way. I mean, one of the things we know is that Fridays are gradually evolving into a day where people are doing less work. We're here in the middle of the summer. Many companies are giving people Fridays off or every other Friday off. I think we have the momentum. it's eventually going to take some government push to get some of those harder kinds of occupations and companies over the line. But we've got sort of ongoing technological change as a result of digitization and artificial intelligence. And I think that part of what it will make it feasible for companies is that they have that productivity coming online. And that's what makes it feasible for them to say, okay, we're going to be able to do as much in 4 days as we did in five, not just through work reorganization, which is the first phase of this, but also through that new technology that spurs that work reorganization.
Juliet Shore at Boston College, lead researcher for the four-day work week pilot underway now in the United Kingdom and also a few other places around the globe. Juliet, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.